Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of putting on the garments of God. We've seen from Zechariah 3 that Joshua was standing before the Lord and said, take away those filthy garments and get a change of raiment. That's exactly what the Lord is doing in our life. Of course, the first change occurs when we get born again. We receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We are now a new creation. Old things are passed away. The old spirit is gone. And we have a new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Christ now dwelling in us. Then we are to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation. How do you receive Him? Very simply. The Bible says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? You need the Holy Spirit dwelling in your spirit. As you have the Spirit of Christ, the new Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, you now have God dwelling on the inside of you. But that's just the beginning of what God has for you. He wants you to put on the garments of God. What are we going to do? We're going to have to get rid of the things that are not of the Lord and put on a change of raiment. Put away the strange gods. Put away all the idolatry. Put away all the idolatry of self and the world and the ways of this world and other people. And look to the Lord as your total source. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your prosperer. He's your peace. He's your source of everything in your life. He's the one who will lead you and guide you and provide for you. He's the one who will minister to you because He is the bishop and the shepherd of our soul. We need to get a change of garments by putting on the Word of God. These garments are holy garments. We're putting off all the garments of the flesh. We're putting on the garments of the Spirit. We're getting rid of everything that is not of the Lord. The Bible talks about putting on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God wants you to be offering up that sacrifice of praise. Don't let that spirit of heaviness get on you. Start rejoicing in the Lord. It'll get rid of all that sorrow and sighing and sadness. Rejoice in the Lord always. The joy of the Lord is your strength, your fortified place of protection. Praise God, we can rejoice in Him. He's given us the garments of salvation that will produce our salvation of victory in our life, healing, deliverance, preservation, protection. We will be kept by the power of God as we put the garments of God on. The Hebrew children, they had the garments of God on. They had the Word of God. They weren't going to compromise, and nothing could touch their garments. They came through without any damage whatsoever. They were victorious. Well, now it's time for us to cast off the works of darkness. We saw that scripture in Romans 13, and put on the armor of life, light. We're supposed to cast off everything that is not of the Lord. The Bible also talks about to put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision of the flesh. You can't put on the garments of God if you're going to continually walk in the flesh. The way of the flesh is a way independent of God's Word, following your own desires, your own strong desires. It is imperative that you start dealing with all of these fleshly desires and crucifying them, which means that you're going to not let them operate. You're not going to let them breathe. And the way you do this, of course, is not only to crucify them, but also to walk in a way that is pleasing to God, which is walking in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We also need to realize that we are putting on the garments of vengeance. We are being clad with zeal as a cloak because we are entering into warfare. We are here as ambassadors for Christ, and we are to be warring a good warfare, fighting the good fight of faith, rising up and going forth as his battle axe to overcome the enemies or spiritual enemies that we're dealing with in our life. It is very important that we put off the things of the enemy in our life. We've got to cast out all the spirits. We've got to put off the areas of sin. We cannot continually give place to the enemy in our life. Ephesians chapter 4, a scripture we looked at where we're to put off the old man and put off all those areas where we've been following the ways of the lust of the flesh. You've got to get rid of those things from your life. Verse 22 says, put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. One of the keys is you've got to get renewed to the truth in your mind. Put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 3:8, put off all these. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. God does not want filthy communication coming out of your mouth. It is time for you to glorify God in your mouth. It's time to glorify God in your mind. Quit allowing the devil to get in your mind with negative thoughts, with all kinds of thoughts of sadness and sorrow and disappointment and discouragement and critical and fault-finding, judgmental, and retaliatory thoughts. This is all a work of the flesh, and this is the activity of demonic spirits that you're giving place to. Don't lie one to another. Put off the old man with his deeds. Put on that new man, renewed in knowledge. Put on the things of God. Put on mercy. Be merciful. Put on kindness. Put on humbleness of mind. Get rid of that pride. Put on meekness, a yieldedness, a submissive unto the Lord, instead of being so rebellious and stubborn and not yielding, self-willed. You've got to put that off. You've got to be long-suffering as well, instead of being impatient and so easily frustrated, forbearing one another, not writing people off, putting up with them. They put up with you. God's put up with you. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. We need to be full of love and forbearing one another and forgiving one another. It is mandatory that you forgive. If you don't forgive from your heart, you will be turned over to the tormentors. Colossians 3:14, we are above all these things. Put on charity. That's love. The bond of perfectness. God is calling every one of us to walk in love, and not just to barely do it. We're supposed to increase and abound in love toward all men, that we may be preserved blameless in holiness to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You've got to put on the armor of God, which is the Word in you. And we've been talking about this, pouring this truth into you. Get the Word in your mind. Get the Word in your heart. Get the Word in your mouth. Get the Word directing your steps. Think, what does the Word say about what I'm doing in my life? That's going to give you the means to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8 says this, let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Notice that faith and love are of the breastplate. The breastplate covers the heart, because faith is of the heart and love is in the heart. The helmet is the hope of salvation, and the helmet covers the head, speaking of the mind. Hope is the anchor of our soul, and that's the Word written in our mind. Remember, in the New Testament, this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel. After those days, I'll take my Word. He's going to take the laws, the Word of God, write it in our heart and in our mind. And as the Word's written in your mind, that's the helmet of salvation. As the Word is written in your heart, it is producing faith, the breastplate of faith. But you also need to get filled up with love. Remember, there's three things that abide: faith, love, and hope. And the greatest, of course, is love. But these are the things that you need to put on in your life. Be full of hope. Do not let the devil get to your hope and bring hopelessness or discouragement. You resist that. Hope in God. Get your mind tuned into the Word. Keep the breastplate of faith on, as you're going to keep the Word in your heart. You're going to protect it, and you're going to use your faith as you live by to receive the promises of God. And you're going to walk in love towards every single person at all times. Now, if you're backslidden or turned away, come back to the Lord. In Luke chapter 15:22, remember the prodigal son. When he came back, the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put him on him, and put a ring on his hands and shoes on his feet. God will restore you to fellowship with Him. If you are backslidden or you're not walking the way God wants you to, you need to repent. You need to confess your sin. Repent means change your mind. Come back to your Father. Draw nigh to Him. Start walking in His ways. He will receive you. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and He will restore your right fellowship with Him. In Revelation 3, verse 15, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's quite a heavy statement, but that's to the church there in Laodicea. God wants us to be on fire for Him, hot for Him. If you are lukewarm, that means you have a combination of hot from God and cold, which would be from the devil and the ways of the flesh and sin. If so, you are in danger of being spewed out of his mouth. God wants you to realize that you are giving place to the enemy. You have got to put off all of that lukewarmness and get rid of all the cold. Get hot for God. Don't be one of those who thinks that, well, I've been walking with the Lord and I know some things, you know, and I've been walking in the ways of God for a while. But here you got all these works of the flesh. You got all this sin. You got all this coldness in you, and it's caused you to be lukewarm. That is a dangerous position. Get rid of that filthiness. Put on the garments of God. Draw nigh to God. Get zealous for the things of God. Get yourself in line with the Word of God from this day forward. You know, Jude verse 23 says this, that we are to hate even the garment spotted by the flesh. God wants you to hate the garment spotted by the flesh. You don't want your garment spotted whatsoever in your life. What causes those spots? The works of the flesh, walking in sin, letting the devil have place in your life. Put off those things. Walk in the Spirit. James 5:2, he says, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. We're supposed to follow after the unsearchable riches of Christ and put on the garments of God, the ways of God after His Word, and if you walk in the Spirit, then you're going to be victorious in your life. You know, in Revelation 19:14, the Bible says the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses. What were they clothed with? Fine linen, white and clean. We want to be a part of that army. You know, in Revelation 16, verse 15, he says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. God doesn't want you naked, spiritually naked. You need God's clothes on. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. It's time for you to get the word in you. And also keep the garments of God on. Don't draw back. You should be on fire for the Lord. You should be in the Word. You should be doing the things of God. You should be walking in the light of the Word, continually overcoming in your life. Do not draw back. If you're in that state, and I see a lot of Christians today that are in that state, you need to repent and put off those filthy garments, put on the garments of God, get back in fellowship with Him, run that race, and walk in obedience to Him, and watch His mighty work in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.